From NPR Music, Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Bob Boylan with All Songs Considered and my Top 10 of 2008. This year, I was attracted to the quiet and the subtle, the harmonies of the Fleet Foxes, the fiery gentleness on Bon Iver, and the African kora of Tumani Diabate. They all held me together. They kept me company. We all need and want different things from music at different times, and the idea of best music of the year for everyone, well, it's kind of silly. Though it's fun, it's really just a chance to find out about something you haven't heard and see if it fills something inside of you. So give a listen to the music I have for you, and you can go online and comment about this top 10 list if you want, npr.org/allsongs. I'm going to count backwards for you. I'm going to start at number 10, and this one's not even an album, not even a CD, but I thought it was revolutionary. It's a program for the iPhone called Bloom. And what's revolutionary about it is that you make the music, but they're based on parameters that are set down by the person who designs it. In this case, one of those people is Brian Eno. And all you can make on Bloom is gorgeous ambient music with lovely visuals. So this is what it sounds like to play Bloom. And that's the sound of Bloom, and it's not even a record. It's an application for the iPhone or the iPod Touch, and it's only $3.99. You can go ahead and make your own music. It's really fun. Number 9 on my list is another odd one. This one is Max Richter. Max Richter is a German-born composer. He made a record that he intended to be ringtones, 24 of them. He calls it 24 postcards in full color. They're short little vignettes that he thinks would work great on your phone. I think they won't work great on your phone, but I think they're all gorgeous pieces of music. Give a listen to this. This is from Max Richter. That's Max Richter from a CD called 24 Postcards in Full Color. So far we've hit a lot of common. As I said at the beginning of the show, a lot of that pervades the music I love this year. But my music collection's also full of lots of bands where chaos rules. And this year, one of the groups that made it into my top 10 that was like that was TV on the Radio. Dear Science at times is thumping, sometimes it's dark, sometimes woeful, and sometimes all of those things at the very same time. This is one record that demands repeated listens. The CD is called Dear Science, and this song's called Dancing Chews.
He's a what? He's a newspaper man. And he gets his best ideas from a newspaper stand. From his boots to his pen, to his comments and his rants. He knows that any little article will do. Though he expresses some confusion about his part in the plan. And he can't understand that he's not in command. The decision's underwritten by the cash in his hand. Bought a sweater for his wama rat or two. Now I'm no madman, but that's insanity. He's before feminine, more before family. Goes and shows up with more bowls and more cups. And the ride from the last hot meal erupts his hard drive. Shut out the hard cash for the sickest stunts. On aftershave, on gasoline, he flips the page and turns the scene. In my mind I'm drowning butterflies, broken dreams and alibis. That's fine. I've seen my palate blown to monochrome. Hollow heart clicks, hollow tone. It's time. High on authority, thumbprints of forgery. Boy, ain't it crazy what the lights can.
TV on the Radio. The song is called Dancing Chews. It's from the CD called Dear Science. Now, on to number 7, Vampire Weekend. And there's nothing deep about this record. It's happy, and it's exuberant, and it makes it a delightful pop record. Paul Simon was onto something when he used that mellifluous sound, that South African guitar, on his 1986 album called Graceland. The success, and certainly the unique sounds of Vampire Weekend, come straight from that South African sound. Vampire Weekend aren't great musicians on their first full-length record. You can hear them a year later in concerts getting more skilled at the style they created. And for all those wondering how their second record's going to sound, forget it. Relax and enjoy the first one.
As a young girl, Louis Vuitton, with your mother on a sandy lawn. As a sophomore, with reggaeton. Thank you.
Vampire Weekend. Now on to Tamani Diabate. Tamani Diabate put out an album about 20 years ago that just knocked me out. It's a solo kora record. The kora, K-R-A, is an African instrument. It's basically a harp, and usually it accompanies voice. In the case of this new record, and the record I mentioned that came out about 20 years ago, it's a solo kora record. Give this a listen. It's called The Mandate Variations, and it's just absolutely a knockout. Thank you. Dumani Diabate is the artist. D-I-A-B-A-T-E, Diabate, is how his last name is spelled. And now on to Sam Phillips. He's my number five record. Sam Phillips makes records I always hoped Paul McCartney would make. Haunting pop music and a perfect band. Is there a drummer more tasteful than drummer Jay Bella Rose? And Eric Gorfain's guitar and violin and banjo and his mandolin and his baritone guitar, they're all extraordinary. Sam Phillips is just about the best pop music writer there is. I wish he weren't so sad, but then again, her songs might lose that longing and that ache. This is the title track. It's called Don't Do Anything. That's Sam Phillips. Now on to Sigur Rós, my number four song of the year. I would have loved this record just because I connect so well with their long, slow aesthetics, but they surprised me. They revealed another side. It's a fast and snappy side of Sigur Rós. Sure, there's the other stuff on this record, but it's the fast and snappy stuff that really got me. Give this a listen from the Sigur Rós record that I'm not even going to try and pronounce.
Oh,
That's Sigaros. And now on to number three, it's Neil Young's Sugar Mountain live at Canterbury House, 1968. And there really isn't much that separates this record from numbers one and two on my list, except for 40 years. This record took me by surprise. I knew of this concert from Neil Young at this ministry/coffee house. I knew it had been recorded. A live version of the song Sugar Mountain was available more than 35 years ago. It captured a time in Neil Young's career just after Buffalo Springfield broke up, and Neil started his life as a solo artist. And it's also before Crosby, Stills, and Nash had gotten together. Neil Young here is scared, you can hear it, and it makes these performances spellbinding.
Lover, there will be another one who'll hover over you beneath the sun. Tomorrow, see the things that never come. Today, when you see me fly away without you, shadow on the things you know, feathers fall around you and show you the way to go. It's over, it's over. Nestled in your wings, my little one, is special. Morning brings another sun. Tomorrow, see the things that never come. Today, when you see me fly away without you, shadow on the things you know, feathers fall around you and show you the way to go. It's over, it's over.
Neil Young live in 1968. And now on to Fleet Foxes. These songs sound like they were written in a forest. There's a warmth to this band I fell in love with. And I have to say, there are times I felt they hadn't fully realized all the wonder in these songs. This is a band with an even better second album in the waiting. And I bet they'll make that album. And I bet it'll be the album of the summer for 2009. Just a guess. Give a listen to Fleet Foxes.
Thank you.
That's Fleet Foxes. And now onto Bon Iver. B-O-N, new word, I-V-E-R. It's the moniker of Justin Vernon. Bon Iver made a record called For Emma Forever Ago. Well, it's number one, so you know I think it's a knockout. I think of music as a living language. Sometimes there are waves of music that are big and loud, and then followed by some quiet. This is the calm after years of distorted guitar-dominated rock. Bon Iver fills my head with just what I needed. It came just in time. It wasn't just a real good record packed with small, delicate sounds and broken hearts. In this living language of music, this was a small period followed by a new paragraph. Give a listen to Bon Iver and the song called Flume. That's Bon Iver, my number one record of 2008. Lots more on the website. We have lists, we have jazz lists, we have classical music lists, we have kids lists, all sorts of stuff. NPRmusic.org. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. Happy New Year. It's All Songs Considered.